welcome to a special Jew and Gentile podcast. I am your host, Chris Katulka, and today we are going to have another chapel, a special chapel guest that's going to be sharing about Genesis chapter 1. That's right, Genesis chapter 1. There's a lot of controversy surrounding Genesis chapter 1. Well, our guest today, Menno Callister, Dr. Menno Callister, a pastor of the Jerusalem House of Redemption, is going to be sharing all about Genesis chapter 1 and how it should focus us on the creator of all things, the Lord God. And so I hope that you enjoyed this special Jew and Gentile podcast.
Okay, good to see you, and really praise God for an opportunity to share some devotion from the Word of God. According to the number of pages, it's not going to be very long, but you know, only God knows. Okay, I would love to share with you about the first verse in the Bible. Really, only the first verse in the Bible. And do you know how many million of books have been written on "in the beginning"? What does that mean? How old is the universe? How many years have passed? How many tries God tried until it was working? I mean, you cannot imagine what is written about that. Usually I tell people, if you take a topic and more than 1 million books have been written about it, that means people have no idea what they're talking about. Okay? So I'll give you, I do believe it's more biblical input into it, but I would love to hear what you say or what you think, but let's deal with the issue, okay? Now, when you read the first verse in the Bible, it says, "in the beginning." So usually most of the people see the word "beginning" related to chronology. That means you take the time table and or time span, and you put what you think the date when God created the universe. Okay, so people look at it as a timetable. Now, usually, or most of the people who deal with it in that way are more liberals, and they also, some of them deny the existence of God. And when they want to check something, they look at science and they allow science to dictate what they think. And by the way, don't misunderstand, I love science, and I do believe God is not the enemy of science. God created science, so that's his pet to play with. So I have nothing against science, don't misunderstand me. But never think that the created topic or issue is now the boss that dictates, the one who created it, okay? So God is the one who created all the natural laws and everything. It's everything came from him. Now, some people believe, even believers, that the world, the creation, is a million years old, even more. But when I check the book of Genesis chapter 5 and I read the genealogies, I come up to something which is less than 6,000 years. Okay, so this is the issue. About less than 6,000 years to millions by millions and so on. And believe me, the scientists can come and explain why it's millions and so on. I'm not arguing with their exposition. All I'm saying is, if God created something already works, so he put the stars in their positions, which are in a distance of millions of years, as you call it. But he put them already there as a start point, okay? That's my view as I see the genealogies in chapter 5. So now when you say, or you take the word "in the beginning," I must admit, the Bible uses this word also in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 26, verse 1, 27, verse 1, 28, verse 1. And in all these places, it says, "in the beginning when I created you, when I made you." And when you speak about Jeremiah, you go back in years. It's really a timetable. And that's absolutely correct that this word deals with time issue. Okay? But the word "beginning" is not just talking about time. I would love to read from Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 to 18. I'll read it in Hebrew, so I will understand. I will read it in English, so you will also understand. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness? Again, Colossians chapter 1 from verse 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning. By the way, beginning. The firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. So you see, when you take the word beginning, here also in the Greek, it's not just speaking about chronology, but it also speaks about a person. Beginning is also a person. Now, some of you have these Bible softwares, and depends how much money you invested in it. Praise God, our church give me all the tools in the computer I need, all the softwares. One of them is Concordance, and packages of deals are the D-bag and whatever I need. And according to that, one of the understanding of the word beginning is one with whom a process begins, which means a person. Not chronology, a person. Therefore, if now we are going to read Genesis 1 with the meaning that the word beginning also deals with a person, not only time, the verse will be sound like this. In Jesus, God created the heaven and earth. Basically, it deals with Jesus. Everything starts with Jesus. Jesus is the end of the law. It starts with him, and he's the last word there. Now, do I invent anything? I wish I would say yes, but no. I did not invent it. I simply copy-paste it. There are other outside the Bible, external resources, ancient ones from the first century that reach the same conclusion. One of them is the Neophyte translation of the Bible. It's an ancient Aramaic translation into Aramaic of the Bible that was done in the first or second century. It is also called the completed Jerusalem translation, and it was done in Israel. And in Aramaic, it says, well, I'll just say it for the recording, but I'll say it also in English what it means. Milekadmin bechokhmata baradi ya yet shmaya veyet ara. Or in Hebrew, what it means, in the beginning, in the wisdom of the Son of God, he created, he finished the heaven and earth. The point is, the Son of God. The target is the Son of God. Now, listen, brothers and sisters. When you open a cookbook, you look for recipes. Why? You want a recipe because the picture looks nice and you want to cook it to your family. So when you take the recipe, they give you idiot-proof directions. Exactly what to do. Take it from here to there. Take 20 grams or 1 pound or whatever. Stir it 5 times. Put it in this oven in that temperature, Celsius and Fahrenheit, just to make sure you will not do a mistake and have the perfect product as you saw the picture. Now. Let's talk straightforward. Do you really believe that God gave you in chapter 1 and 2 in Genesis a recipe to create a world? not in wild dreams. It was never a recipe to go to a pharmacy or to a laboratory and make your own little world, not even a little mosquito. The target is Christ, not chronological issue, as if this is the purpose of all the Bible. If you really want to know how old is the world, go to Genesis chapter 5. You have the genealogies from Adam to Noah and later on to Abraham. From there, we have all the records of the families. What do you come up with? Very simple. The world is something less than 6,000 years. That's all. Okay. Now, what chapter 1 and 2 in Genesis came to give us? Listen, I'm excited. I like it. Conclusion number 1. The world was created in Christ. Christ created the world. He is Mr. Beginning, and he is the end of the law. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, Romans chapter 10 verse 4. Number 2, there is an order and a purpose for everything God created. And the only way to glorify God is living according to the purpose he created for you. Meaning to be a priest to the Lord, to glorify his name, live according to his word, and really to make the best for the creation he created. By this, you glorify him. 3, the Holy Scriptures define and present the genealogies of the human beings since the time of Genesis, and all of it in chapter 5. Again, according to this list that starts from Genesis, we can set that the world is less than 6,000 years old. As much as it is important, it is the least important issue in the Bible. What is the main important issue? Do you know Jesus as Lord and Savior? Do you know Mr. Genesis? Is Mr. Genesis your Lord? Did you call him and ask for his salvation, covering of sins? Did you ever call him and ask, I want to be dressed with your righteousness? You know him, you have everything. You don't know him, you don't even have a little recipe. So I wish that the target would be Christ and not the tools he created. Father in heaven, I thank you. Yes, it is very short, but maybe for someone it was like a cold shower. Wow, now it makes sense. Thank God. God, thank you that you give us the Bible, and in the Bible you give us the opportunity to put the puzzle parts in place to see a clearer picture. So, Father, I thank you. If that caused me to love Christ more, that causes me to lay more of my life into his hands, I'm happy. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to thank you so much for being a part of this special Jew and Gentile podcast with Pastor Menno Kalischer from the Jerusalem House of Redemption in Israel, in Jerusalem. Hey, listen, if you'd like great biblical teaching, more great biblical teaching, like you just heard from Pastor Kalischer, then I want you to go to foiequip.org, and there you can sign up for classes, free online classes, where you can learn the Bible from a Jewish perspective. Hey, thanks so much for being a part of the Jew and Gentile podcast. We'll see you soon.